Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Find out where the room is at coming up in a few lightning bets. I'm sure some college football and plays on tonight will be involved there. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you on a Thursday here on BetSweats, the BetMGM network. I'm really curious where the room's going to be at on this one, Sam. Really curious.
Yeah, they're going to pick one of two. They're going to go either Lamb or Pickens, and I don't know which one yet. And I'm happy to wait and find out in a matter of moments. Before we do that, though, I know I've shown this before, but it's worth showing again. How great is this Stone Cold Royal Rumble shirt that I got?
Yeah, you showed it off to Shay when we were off air, and we started. He brought it up. Like, of course, he was a huge Stone Cold guy, and it's like you see that shirt. You hear a name and like memories just come flooding back. I start thinking about Jerry Lawler on the mic and, you know, all the moments with him against Vince. They can't miss when they do those Attitude Era docs, whatever format. No, even if it's been done a million times, like I will sit there and I will watch it and I will enjoy the hell out of it as the nostalgia comes flooding back.
I just hear the glass shatter and the music. You'll never forget that. Like, I'll never forget that. By the way, have we talked about the Peacock doc, Monday Night Wars? Have you seen that yet?
The 20-episode one?
Yeah, I watched all 20.
Oh, yeah. I watched all 20.
Okay.
It was awesome.
It's outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding.
Yeah. Peacock, they've got some decent programming. But, yeah, That was really good. I think I binged it like on a Christmas break or something a couple of years ago. I always get stuck watching. There's in my algo, like these wrestling interviews pop up or these clips and old stories. Even if it's boring Hitman, like I still get locked in. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll check this one out too. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that backstory. See, that's what's interesting. Like years later, like we have those memories of watching it and stuff and being into it. But also now you're hearing about the backstories and who the jerks were and some of the promiscuous females that are involved with WWE, who was the most Sunny. Oh, man, Sunny Moon. Forget about it.
I'm glad you brought that up because I went on a Sunny deep dive once.
Oh, no.
It's bad. Sunny, Sunny went through it, man. There's a couple videos out there. If you want to go down a Sunny rabbit hole, you can, and it's not good. I feel really bad for Sunny.
Yeah, I've heard about it. Thank you, Gertz. We know
she went to jail. She went to jail. Like
go to jail for? Did you go down a Sable deep dive?
Yes, naturally. Yes.
Yep. Were you a Sable guy?
Sable? Yeah. Were you not? I was Sunny. You had to pick, it's like Lamb or Pickens. You can only pick one. My favorite of all time would be Trish Stratus. She was my favorite. But in the 90s, it was either Sunny or Sable, and I was a Sunny guy.
I was a Sable guy, but looking back on it, she was so gross. Now you look at it as an adult, I'm like, oh, she, yeah. Paul, you were too, Sable, sounds like.
I mean, I was a child, but yeah, I remember that being appealing as a 12-year-old. By the way, did you know that Sonny was pre-med? Oh, man. So much potential.
No way.
Did not.
According to Wikipedia.
She's doing a 17-year prison sentence right now.
Right now? For what?
Well, there's some DUI manslaughter related charges. According to Wikipedia.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Dude, it's bad. Like I follow this account on X. It's 90s WWF. It's an outstanding account.
Me too.
One day they posted something about Sonny, and I'm like, whatever happened to that old broad? And then I did what Paul just did, and I'm like, oh my god. Like, this is not good. None of this is good.
Joe, I also see what you mean about Sable, like looking back now. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's gross.
Well, now she's with Brock Lesnar, who's also gross.
I saw that. Gross too.
He is?
What is going on?
Oh, they're married. You didn't know that she married Brock Lesnar?
No idea. I'm kind of proud that I didn't know. Yeah, well, I'm on the Sunny Wikipedia, and there's a section right before personal life. It's called adult entertainment.
Dude, as I said, I've been down the rabbit hole. She has a whole section in her Wikipedia about legal issues. It's a whole section. It's paragraphs.
Oh, in 2016, Vivid Entertainment released a pornographic film featuring Sitch titled Sunny Side Up in Through the Back Door.
Yeah, I've seen it. It wasn't good. Don't worry. Anyways.
How many stars on Letterboxd, Sam?
One. Her tentative release date, according to Wikipedia, is December 2039. So she's in the clink for a long time.
Wow. She's in her 50s now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Actually thought she'd be a lot older.
How do we spin out of this conversation, Paul?
I know.
Get us home.
Just hit the room open, Gurch.
Hit the open. Rip it.
Where's the room?
Funny side up. All right, Paul. The room. Where were you at for Thursday Night Football?
It's a hell of a mugshot. Point that out there. Right.
Look now.
So I've got to say, like, Sam was right about it being, you know, either Pickens or Lamb on here. I think it was in a break, I nailed someone they're going to be on. And I'm also very happy about someone they're fading. So with all that said, here we go. Most bet props tonight at BetMGM, Cowboys and Lions. Number 5 is interesting. I don't know what to make of it, but Jake Ferguson under 37.5 receiving yards. It's kind of a
yard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not me.
Makes the no thing sense. That happened, you know, whatever. Okay. All right. Here we go, boys. Moon. Montgomery under 9.5 rushing attempts.
He's going to have 20 carries. He's going to have 20.
Yep. The overs plus 125 right now at BetMGM. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's minus 160, by the way, to go under 9.5 attempts. Have fun.
Surprise, it's not higher the way that they do that to the people. Minus 160 and plus 125 is just a joke.
All right. This guy caught a touchdown in front of the second most watched NFL game ever. So, of course, they're betting him. Isaac Tesla?
Over. Tesla, Paul.
Well, there's a capital S. That's like three letters.
There is. I don't know. Yeah, it's capital S.
My gut said Tesla, but over 35.5 receiving yards.
Way under.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we've seen this a million times.
Yeah.
That's a no-catch game. No catches. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I think you brought up, Paul, a couple weeks ago. Like, I wish we could bet no catches on these guys, some of them.
Yeah. All right. Pick your fighter. Lamb or Pickens? Who's in the room?
I'm going to say the room is going to go Pickens tonight. That's my guess.
100%. Lamb has actually been like their third best receiver lately.
100%. Pickens over 81.5 receiving yards.
Such a low number, too. It looks so easy. And if you look at his box score, you know, if you follow the people that we constantly make fun of, they'll look at Pickens' last 10 games and see the, you know, big numbers and go, oh, 81.5? Oh, he's gone over this in 8 of the last 10. I don't know why I'm talking like Mickey Mouse, but of course, like that makes total sense that they're on Pickens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Number one, whatever. Malik Davis, over 8.5 rushing yards.
Don't even know who that is.
Which team is he on? Cowboys?
Who we play for?
Should have 3-2-1'd it.
Who we play for? I honestly would have had no idea.
I would have guessed Cowboys, but because we know two running backs on Detroit. But he had 3 carries on Thanksgiving Day for 47 yards and a touchdown. Long of 4. He had a 43-yard run. That's why. Okay. So he's had a long run against Philly, long run against KC. So let's play over 8.5 because he's gone over 8.5 the last 3 games.
Yeah.
Fade. There was a guy, by the way, I was looking at the anytime touchdown market this morning when I was looking at the prices for Lamb and Pickens, and I saw another guy I've never heard of. Who is Hayden Rucci? I've never heard of this person.
What? How do you spell it?
I think he was an extra on Sunnyside Up.
Jake. You beat me to it. Good for you.
Speaking of, for those wondering,
kinda looks
they were
like
not,
it could be.
They were not Sunny Side Up. They were scrambled in the movie, if anybody was wondering.
Jesus Christ.
Hayden Rucci, RUCCI. I have no idea who this person is. He's 30-1 for an anytime touchdown.
Looked like he's avocado a badger. Toast.
It was, never mind.
Hayden Rucci career, what is Hayden Rucci's career stats? He used to play for the Dolphins. So there's that.
Oh, of course.
You know, Jake's comment is so perfect. As things are falling apart at the seams.
Yep.
Wait, hold on.
Got 12 to go.
What do you got?
Games for Hayden Rucci. 0 catches, it? 0 targets, 0 yards, like 0, like club trillion. He is club trillion, except I guess with club trillion you have a 1. It's all zeros.
Why is he on the board then? I don't understand.
Because they're looking for like a Lions tight end. Because he'll be active, I guess. Maybe. Otherwise you're going Firkser.
A couple days ago. Yeah. Have you seen this guy?
I'm saying he looks like he could be what Jake was talking about. An extra.
What was Jake talk? Oh, my
God. He looks more like the cameraman, in my opinion.
Enough.
I really, you know, since this is already off the rails, I really would love in the next 11 shows if we could get Lisa Ann. Like, it's so overdue.
I've tried. Yeah, if you guys got a more direct line.
She's taking herself seriously now. Me too.
She follows me. But I'm about to slide in the DMs.
Do it.
Here we go. I'm sure those
write it live on air right now.
Yeah. I'm just gonna ask her you up question mark, like randomly.
Could you imagine just reading those? If we ever on, no. I'd ask her to read. Just read the top one. What's the most recent DM you got? Please share.
Well, I'm sure some of them she can't read. They're just pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. If you asked who's the unicorn that we never got on the show, for me, all these years, and I'm not putting it on anybody because we tried to book her back in the day.
Way back.
In like 2017. Yeah. And she followed us both, and we couldn't close the deal. That's the one. That's the one that got away, Lisa Ann.
We're the only people ever to not close the deal with Lisa Ann, I guess.
Enough.
That's why we got fired.
Yep.
That's
it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Personality and
this,
stuff.
This segment
most spent anytime touchdown.
All-timer. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, that was Brinson's move the other day. He said you got to go
J-Mo.
To J-Mo anytime. Yep.
Yeah. He's the most popular. CD.
Oh, my
Pickens,
God.
Tesla again.
Wow.
And Dak. Yeah.
Tesla.
Lion. Cowboy, 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 cowboy.
Yeah. Lion's Great. Moon. 25-1.
Gibbs' first bet touchdown is the most Super popular Bowl. Play, of course.
Yeah. I might bet this Hayden Rucci 30-1.
Okay.
I mean, could play Lions tight end roulette. I mean, that's basically what they're doing.
Yeah, I feel like after looking at the guy, we should play him. First touchdown, 35-1. It'd be very funny if this guy is.
No, that's sore. That's any time. Any time
that's
is any 30-1.
What's the first?
Off the board, 100.
Yeah.
100. It's 100 at BetMGM.
Yeah, figured. All right, we'll get to our lightning bets on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, you got bet sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.